It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll get into our story shortly, but first, here's an offer from Fibber and Molly.
Say, Molly, here's something every home ought to have. It's called a Select-Array Protecto Alarm. The hardware store is selling them for only $139.50.
Oh, no, you don't, McGee. When it comes to protection, you know there's nothing like those Prudential sickness and accident plans of ours.
Yeah, you bet your life there isn't. The Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day against just about every kind of accident and all types of illnesses and diseases. And this plan can pay you a steady monthly income for as long as 10 years in case of illness, and for possibly the rest of your life in case of accident.
And you know, once you take out Prudential's income protection plan, not a soul can cancel it, except, of course, yourself.
Yeah, and it's guaranteed renewable, too, just like it says in the contract. You can also get a hospital and surgical expense plan to help pay off those costly medical bills.
And friends, Prudential has prepared a little booklet telling you all about these wonderful sickness and accident plans. And for your free copy of this new Prudential booklet, write your name and address on a postcard along with the words Sickness and Accident and send it to Fibber, McGee and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you are listening to is not a riot, fire, world premiere, or political convention. It's Dollar Day in downtown Wistful Vista.
No, I tell you, we won't do it.
You gotta do it. It says so right here in your ad in the paper.
It does not. You're putting words into our advertising.
I am not no such a thing. Here, read it yourself, wise guy. It says, initials stamped in gold free on every wallet purchased at the Bonton.
Oh, for the... That means purchased today. You bought that wallet from us 6 years ago.
It don't say today. It just says purchased at the Bonton. And if you don't put F. McGee in genuine gold on this wallet right now, I'm reporting you to the Better Business Bureau, Buster.
Oh, I give up. Let's have it.
Okay, as soon as I get all my valuables out of the secret compartment here. Let's see what I... Free coupon, good for a 10-cent glass of iced tea. Some old 5-cent airmail stamps. Never can tell when 5-cent airmail will come back. Little celluloid calendar for 1949.
Never can tell when 1949 will come back.
You needle me once more, Buster, and you'll never come back. Now get busy on that wallet now. I gotta go pick up a few things my wife wants, if I can remember them.
Don't hurry back.
Boy, what a mob. Molly sure used good sense when she stayed home today. Doggone it, seems to me there was one special thing she asked me to be sure and buy down here, but I can't seem to... Whoop!
Sorry. Oh, it's you, McGee.
Oh, hi, Fatso. Didn't recognize you from the back. I thought for a minute they were having a sale on blue serge elephants.
No, but I have a special deal over at my office for Dollar Day, sonny.
Oh, you have?
I'm treating two broken legs for the price of one today, and for you, I'll furnish the fractures myself. Where's Molly? Lost in the mob?
Nah, she stayed home. I'm down here picking up a few bargains for her.
Well, where are they?
Well, I haven't bought anything yet.
Oh?
Hey, have you got any use for a genuine hand-carved teakwood boot puller, Doc?
Not the slightest. I haven't pulled a boot in years.
Me neither. But they got a swell deal on them over at that Oriental place, Herb and Ruth's Herb and Root Shop.
Oh.
Two for the price of one, $1.10. I thought if you were going to buy one, I'd take the free one. Whoop! I beg your pardon, lady.
I should hope so. Stepping all over me like that.
Where'd she come from?
Oh, they crawl out of the woodwork on dollar days.
Yeah, now where was I?
In the Bonton department store. Your name is Fibber McGee, and I'm your family physician.
I know that. I'm referring to what point in the conversation was I at.
Well, whatever it was, it had nothing to do with grammar.
Oh, I know. We were talking about the bargain. You've been over to the old Five and Dime, now called the Dollar or More store?
Not yet, no.
Well, in their university shop over there, they got a great special on boxer shorts, 3 for $1.
Oh?
I'd have took some, only I'd never been to a university, and not having boxed much lately, I didn't...
Well, neither of those points disqualify me, so I think I'll go over and see if... What are you looking so puzzled about?
Huh? Oh, I keep thinking there was something Molly particularly asked me to buy for her down here, but I can't remember what it was.
Well, that's what she gets for letting you off your leash.
It'll come to me, I guess.
With your memory? Ha! You'll be lucky to find your way home. In fact, before I go, here, pin this to your hatband.
To my hat. What is it?
My business card. When they pick you up wandering around the basement looking puzzled, they'll call me and I'll come get you. So long, Sonny.
Come get me, that big Weisenheimer. Wish I could remember what it was Molly wanted. Perfume, shaving soap, skillet. Seems like it had something to do with the kitchen, but I better phone up and ask her, I guess. Hey, Bud, where's the phone booth?
Right behind you.
Oh, I didn't see it. I want to call my wife and...
This phone booth is occupied. Oh, it's you again.
Oh, well, I'm sorry,
What are you? One of those mashers?
Masher? That's it. Thanks a lot, sis. Masher. That's what I'm supposed to get, a potato masher. Our old potato masher don't mash mashed potatoes like I like my mashed potatoes mashed, and a new masher just...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, hey. As dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
But dependability isn't the whole story, not by a long shot. This is Vaughn Monroe with four good reasons why you should see your RCA Victor dealer. First, today's smartest cabinet styles, a completely new line. Second, the new all-clear picture with 212% finer picture contrast. Third, the new EZC tuning dial. Fourth, the lowest prices ever for RCA Victor quality. I personally recommend that you see your dealer soon. And remember,
every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
I bought the potato masher for you, Tootsie, and then I come over here at the grocery store and called you. You need anything from here?
Thanks, dearie. I don't need a thing. I have a cake in the oven, so
I got some great specials here. How about some flapjack flour? Sealed brand. A free flipper with every package.
No, I have plenty. Look, I can't talk now, McGee.
It's only 10 cents for a 2-pound package.
10 cents? How can they do it?
Big turnover. And don't you get it, Molly? Flapjack turnover? Big turnover?
It ain't funny, McGee.
They got a lot of bargains over here. Oxtails, 13 cents a pound. You got to take a whole one, though.
The whole tail?
No, the whole ox.
McGee, I have a cake baking, and I've got to get... Oh, dear. Hold on a minute. Yeah, I thought so. Look, stop at the bakery on the way home.
The bakery?
The smoke is pouring out of my oven. If you want cake for dinner, buy one.
This joint's as crowded as the Bonton. I'll look around a while and...
Hello there, Johnny. You've been waited on, son, or can I help you?
Oh, hi, old-timer. Where's the food samples? I had me a free reducing treatment down the street a while ago, and I'm hungry.
Reducing treatment, huh?
Yep.
Bessie tried one of them one time. Went down to the Slim Slam Slenderizing Salon and told them to slam her slim. They put her in a steam bath for an hour, took her out, put her on a table, thumped her with little rubber rolling pins a while, and sent her home.
How'd she look?
Fat. She always was fat.
Are you the clerk? I'd like to buy some.
I'm sorry, madam. I'm waiting on this gentleman here.
But I've been waiting, and it's my turn to... Oh, it's you again. Are you in all the stores?
Yeah, this seems to be your bad day, sis.
I'll find someone else to wait on me. Oh, I don't know why such characters are allowed to run loose.
What set her to snapping her girdle like that?
Oh, that old battle axe. Every place I turn, I keep running into her. Hey, I was looking at your ad in the shopping news here. Trot me out a box of those King King cigars, will you? 20 for a buck, it says.
Don't buy them, Johnny.
Why not? Sounds like a good deal to me. King King, don't that mean extra big?
Nope. Typographical error.
Oh?
Should have read King Kong on account of that's how strong they are. Don't buy them, son, because if you did, you might offer me one, and you know how weak I am. I'd take it. I can resist anything but temptation, and them cigars make me deathly ill.
Okay. Skip the cigars. What about this other special you got here? Zombie glasses, 7 cents.
Oh, sorry, Johnny. We're all sold out of zombie glasses.
Oh?
Bunch of zombies with weak eyes come in early this morning and bought 2 pairs apiece.
I see.
They look real cute wearing them glasses out of the store and... Oh, excuse me, son. The boss is calling me. I gotta...
What's the use? I might as well get out of this mob and go on home anyhow. I guess I don't need anything from here, so... Whoops!
Oh, not you again.
Now, look, lady,
Can I do to persuade you to keep out of my way?
Just promise me you're staying downtown, that's all.
I am staying downtown.
Well, good, because I've had enough. I'm heading for home. This part of town is too small for the both of us, and I'm...
Sounds like McGee's ring. Coming. Come in, dearie. My, you're loaded down.
Yeah. Grab two or three of the top bundles, will you? Thanks. I'm late because I left my watch for a free cleaning. Phew. Boy, what a day.
Now you understand why I didn't go with you. Well, what'd you get?
Careful of that. Careful of that. That's my new next year's straw hat. I bought it now because it was 90% off.
Probably fits the same way. What's in here?
Vacuum cleaner belt. 8 cents. I hope it goes around our cleaner. Well, here's your potato masher. And here's a woven grass placemat, too, only 11 cents.
Well, that's just Jim Dandy, mm-hmm. But they usually come in sets of four.
Oh, I see. Well, some woman had the other three, and she sure was mad when I wouldn't give her this one.
I don't blame her. Oh, you bought socks. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad they matched this time. However, if you'd have looked closely, dearie, you'd have noticed they're different sizes.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll grow into them.
Oh, say, I nearly forgot. Come on in the living room, McGee.
Sure, why?
Well, you've heard me speak of Lillian Stone often enough, but I don't think you two ever met.
No.
Well, she dropped in this afternoon, and I know you two will just take to each other right away.
Any friend of yours is a friend... Oh, no.
Lillian, I want you to meet my husband, Mr. McLillian. What's the matter?
That man! Molly! He's the one I was telling you about.
The one who kept bumping into you? McGee? But the way you described him...
How did she describe me?
Never mind, and I had hoped you to... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
Will you please repeat that in plain English?
Sure. Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Yes, beginning in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, is changing its name to Better Farming. Country Gentleman's aim is to help every farmer do a better job on his farm, to help him translate the rewards of better farming into the joys of better living. So in January, we're making the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 5,000 pounds of milk per cow, but a better farmer gets 2 and 3 times that much. Subscribe today to Better Farming. Write to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
McGee, you can come downstairs now. Lillian is gone.
Oh, okay. I was sitting up in the bedroom reading my horoscope in tonight's paper. And you won't believe it how those horoscope guys hit it on the nose.
Oh?
Look here. I was born under the sign of Capricorn, see?
Yeah.
And for today it says, you will be repeatedly annoyed by a dull person who keeps bumping into you downtown. Imagine that. That's amazing. Because of all the annoying people...
That's exactly what Lillian said.
Huh?
She read that to me this afternoon. She was born under the sign of Capricorn, too.
Huh? She?
Yeah.
Oh. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed. With Bill Thompson as the old-timer, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Elvia Allman as Lillian Stone. Be with us again tomorrow, won't you, when Mr. McGee gives advice to a young husband and Mrs. McGee advises a young wife. This is John Wall saying good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.